Someday in the not-too-distant future, social service programs here in the Northwest could get funding from Wall Street. The idea is gaining traction across the nation. Goldman Sachs already funds preschool slots in Utah and a youth intervention program in New York. A proposal to pilot pay-for-success bonds in Washington got a hearing Monday before a legislative committee. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Wall Street and Rikers Island, home of New York City's jail, are worlds apart. But in 2012, Goldman Sachs invested nearly $10 million in a program to reduce the number of teenage offenders who leave Rikers only to reoffend and return to jail. The deal is, if recidivism drops by at least 10%, Goldman recoups its investment. Do better than that, and Goldman reaps a profit. Fail, and the investors lose money. It's too early to gauge results, but now Washington State Representative Hans Zeiger wants to see if so-called social investment bonds could pay off here.
It's an innovative way that you can engage the private sector in solving big public problems, typically with a preventative aspect to them, such as homelessness prevention, recidivism reduction, disease prevention.
Zeiger, a Republican, has introduced a bipartisan proposal to pilot pay-for-performance bonds in Washington starting in 2016. The idea has also been floated in Oregon. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.